Welcome to Powerfully You with your hosts, Dave and Linda McDowell.
Good Sunday morning. You're here with Dave and Linda. We thought, just almost for grins, we'd start off with a business review. We now have 64,777,770 listens. Now, never mind that that's over about a six-year period. Also, our revenue doubled between July and September from 13 cents to 26 cents.
Wow.
It was being accrued because they won't write us a check until it hits a certain amount. 90% of our listeners are United States. We have 3% in South Africa. Don't ask me how. 3% in the Philippines. Don't ask me how. 3% in Canada. 7% in Norway. And, drum roll please, 9% out of the Russian Federation, I think it's called on our stats anyway. So, if you think we're doing this for the money, we're not doing it. So we're laughing and sharing that because that's not what this is about. It's about, and Lynn and I have talked about this privately and and publicly. I think we get as much out of this as anybody. It stretches us. It helps us examine our own thoughts and experiences. And so we're going to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
What business can say they had 100% increase in revenue in 2 months?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Never mind, it was 26
years. Doesn't matter, we're not doing this for the money.
That's if we are, we're in deep trouble.
We are in deep trouble, yes.
So let me introduce our topic this morning. It's listening to God. We had a similar program several months ago that was Abba, Can We Talk? Mm-hmm. And we talked about, the intimacy of prayer and really listening. And this kind of goes along with that, but maybe a little different in that, for me, I want to talk about in the aspect of how do you know God's will. I mean, that's one part of this. It's not the only part, but that's kind of where I'm going to kick it off. And I'm really looking to Linda to help out a lot today. I want to hear more from her and less from me. So be ready.
Uh-oh. We're in trouble now.
But we'll wing it as we usually do.
Yes, that's true.
So give us maybe, I don't know, just start us off with how do you listen for God? What's your practice to discern God's will by hearing His voice via the Holy Spirit?
Well, I spend a lot of time, and I think my sister is the person who told me about this at first. But anyway, I spend a lot of time with some we call meditation. She just calls her time quiet time. So I spend a lot of time in quiet time. I'm one of those people. I don't do and get dressed, but I get up very early in the morning, and that is my quiet time with God.
Can I interrupt here?
Yeah.
Yes, she does get up early in the morning. Yes, she starts early, and she'll work, but don't try to get her out before noon on Saturday.
That is true. I spend quiet time with God in pajamas and a cup of coffee or tea. This is my quiet time with God. And really, how I really learned, and I've been doing this for years, even before I became a Christian, I had this quiet time. And what I learned is we feel like the most important time is us giving off our list to God. God, I want this, I want that, can you do this, da-da-da-da-da. And sometimes the most important time is for you to listen to what He's saying to you. And so with that, I'm going back to that. I've gotten away from it. But one of the most powerful tools I used was journaling, where I would journal down, basically write in what I was hearing or what I felt the Lord was saying to me. So I wrote that down. I did that time daily with God, and it helped me to clear my thoughts. And I would bring to him maybe what was going on with me, and he would give me the answers. Now, part of that was coming from inside me, but the Holy Spirit lives inside you, guides and directs you. So that journaling was me able to visually see what the Lord was saying. The second part of that is when you're new at this and when you just start out with this, if you have questions about, is this me? And a part of it is you, because you and God are so interconnected. We feel like God is so far from us, but the Spirit of God lives within you. So, yeah, part of this is you, but does it line up with the Word of God? And that is when, because a lot of times I would get scriptures from what I was hearing that would basically coincide with everything that he said to me.
So I'm going to add to that in the just to try to make it a little easier for those who are new to doing this. Well, and I've done it, and I like what Linda does too. I need to get back to it. I haven't been doing as much of it. But just start writing. Just start writing. You'll be amazed, I believe, at least I have, of what comes out. You start writing. If you can't, if you're not hearing or you don't think you're hearing, then start the conversation as if you're writing. God, I'm struggling with this. Or Lord, what about this? I have discovered what happens for me is the Holy Spirit does start feeding me. He starts giving me ideas and thoughts and bringing scriptures to my mind. And I do get insight. And I do get new perspective about what it is I'm asking for. And sometimes the Lord will modify my request right there as I'm writing, because I'll realize, oh, that's really not what I want. What I really want is this. And so that's, I'm adding to the journaling concept. What about when you're in those situations, Linda, where, let's say, and these are sometimes the toughest, is you're going down a path, And there's a fork. You can go left and you can go right. And they both look good. What do you do?
I guess I'm just so centered from hearing God for me. And that, because that's how I started out. I didn't have anybody to go to, basically, a lot of times. Or if I did, I always felt like I had to find the answer within myself. But basically, I pray. Father, I am at a crossroads right here. What do I need to do? And then I listen, and sometimes you can't always write your thoughts down. And some people are, that's not their skill set. So if when you listen, if writing is not your skill set, even repeat out loud what you're hearing in your mind. You know what I'm saying?
That's good. Yeah.
That if you like to record yourself or whatever, you have recorders on your phone now. It can be easy as that. Record what you heard in your mind and then compare that. But a lot of times it would just be that inner guidance. And in those seconds when you don't have time to write or whatever, you need an answer right then and right there. You can always take a moment, breathe, get away from whatever it is. If you have to make a decision right there and you need to hear God right then and right there, get away for 5 or 10 minutes. Not commit to any answer, not commit to any person, and just hear. Listen to what is being said from inside of you, that still, small voice inside of you.
Yes, I'm going to add to that, and this is something I've, two things. The first one is when you're in those situations and you have time, like you said, sometimes they're spur of the moment almost, but you're thinking about, Lord, should I take this? Should I do this Sunday school class? Should I witness to this person? Well, I don't know. Whatever. you know, is, and this is one of the things I love about work, being a God son and working with such a great father, is I can't really make a mistake. I really can't. If my heart is right, and I've gone to the Lord and said, Lord, truly, I want what you want. Truly, I want to go where you want me to go. Then you make a choice, and even if that's a little off the path of God, he'll bring you back. He'll bless your attitude. Mm-hmm. He'll bless your heart desire. So that's one side of that. And then this goes with it, really. And the other one is, Lord, give me. And this is such a critical prayer for me. I hope people will enjoy this and use it. You know, maybe it works different for others, but it works for me. And that is, Lord, cause me to want what you want. And this is scriptural. Give me the desires of your heart. And then I trust that. And so when I have a situation, let's just say I have a choice between accepting a Bible study or working with kids on Tuesday evening. You know, I can't do both. You know, they're both good. So then I ask the Lord, Lord, cause me to want what you want, and I'll pick the one that looks that I really want to do.
Yeah, and I think that's a good way. And, you know, I sound like sometimes I don't go to good friends and stuff like that. Okay. I do seek some counsel sometimes. But at the end, you are responsible for your choices. Because sometimes when you're called to different things, I feel like you have to be careful going to this person and that person. Because a lot of times people are not called to what you're called to.
Right.
So first, depend on the voice of God that you're hearing. And then sometimes people can confirm what you're hearing, but don't depend on just their counsel.
Yeah, listen for yourself. Listen for yourself. But, yeah, godly counsel, especially, you know, if you're kind of new to the faith.
Right.
And new to your relationship, find some people that you trust, that you know will tell you the hard truth. If that's what it is, but that will say, you know, that doesn't line up. Wait a minute, you're going here, and the scripture says this. That's what, you know, that's one way. Or sometimes, you know, they'll just say, Dave, I don't think you're ready for that. And it might be a time to put the brakes on and pray a little more. You know, those people, you know, pick them carefully. You know, make sure they're authentic as best you can, and listen, but understand that it's you and God.
Mm-hmm.
They have their relationship, you have yours. They have their calling, you have yours. We're not all the same, and I've had to learn that too in listening to others that I can't assume because this works for me, it's going to work for them.
Right.
And I can't assume that because God's leading me this way, he's leading everybody that way. No, we all have, as Paul said, we're all part of the body. Some of us are toenails.
Right.
Others are mouths, so to speak.
And to me, some of the things that when you get something that you feel like you've heard from God, or when you got an answer or a confirmation, one of the things that happens to me is that it's repeated over and over again for me. And I think that is for me to ensure that I kind of stay on that course. And I can go back to things that have been repeated to me for like years. Like I kept hearing, this is preparation time. This is and I heard that seriously for about 4 or 5 years. And sometimes I hear that even still now. Now I feel like I'm not in the season of preparation, but all that preparation has culminated to this point where I feel like God is saying, now walk in it.
Well, you know, let's talk about that because this is a good example. How long ago did you start this radio program? 2011?
Yeah, it's been about five. I mean, it was in that period where
you
I was
back
in preparation.
I wasn't in the picture. Why did you start this program?
I started this program because I felt I was called to ministry. And this program became like my voice of what I was hearing and doing and feeling. And sometimes it wasn't popular or whatever, some of the subjects that I had or taught about, but they were things that I felt like maybe questions people were afraid to ask to in their congregation. And I've always wanted to be like, you don't have to agree with the thoughts in this program or with me, but did it make you think? That has always been. And did it encourage you to seek for yourself or to grow in your relationship with God? That was always the.
Yeah, but where I was going with that, all that, is did you have a lot of support? Was everybody going, yeah, this is great. This is exactly what you need to do. I'm guessing you did. In fact, I'm guessing you probably had a little bit of a raised eyebrows and people going, huh?
Well, when I first started with this Blog Talk Radio, it might have been out. It was new to me.
Pretty new, yeah.
New and new to me. So, And plus, I was at a point in my life where people were kind of like, Linda, really? What are you thinking about? So this is my way of explaining where I am. And I feel like I'm beyond explaining now. It is what it is. This is who I am. But, yeah, it was at a point when.
So it was truly what you felt was your opportunity to express yourself in a, you know, as it regards your spiritual
walk.
Thank you. Okay. So what happens when you sit down, you know, or you're going through the day, and let's see if I can come up with an explanation. I don't know. Gosh, I wish I had that. And I've got them, but I can't. You know, those things where God just lays something in your heart, you know, huh? And then you kind of move on because you think, well, I'm not too sure about that. And what happens when you, I'm really leading, and you keep hearing that? I guess that's, let me just say that is one way the Lord speaks to me. So I have a vision, not a spirit, you know, an idea, a thought, hey, you know, maybe this. But in my heart, I'm going, man, that just sounds really, that seems like kind of crazy, you know, and I'll go to the Lord and go, Lord, am I hearing you? And then I'll forget about it for a couple of days and it comes back. And I'll go to the Lord again. And then I might not hear about it for, you know, a week or a month. But it won't go away. And, you know, it just keeps coming back. And it may be sporadically. I've had some dreams, some thoughts about God's kingdom and what I can do and what he wants to do that have taken years. And God just won't let them go. He just keeps bringing them back until I finally go, hey, maybe this is something I'm supposed to do. You know, I can be a little hard of hearing, I guess. Have you had that experience?
Oh, definitely. About a lot of things that I've started that, you know, like just in the beginning of this radio program and some other things that I started to do in a way that, you know, when I feel like God called me into ministry, it was not, at first I thought, okay, I'll have this big ministry, well, da-da-da-da-da. But really now I realize that my ministry is to touch individual lives. And sometimes that may include a platform, but most of the time it's like 101 or 212 or 303. It's those kind of intimate relationships with people, and that is my ministry. And so I kind of always did this, but it wasn't anything viable or anything that you could call anything. It was as a mom, as a teacher with homeschooling, and I had these very personal with other parents, with other moms, and then groups that I was in. But it was always some kind of teaching, encouraging, mentoring, and all that kind of thing until this came, and I felt like God was always calling me to that. I always heard that, and now I'm just kind of walking in it, still not totally defined, in a more defined way. But that's the thing, that sometimes you'll have this feeling. You've heard the word that God wants you to do this or whatever, and it keeps returning to you. And I remember for a while, just like I was hearing preparation, I used to hear the saying, and I heard this for years, just do it. Just like Nike, just do it. And so a lot of times, you know, you don't really,
trust me.
Trust me, yes. And a lot of times they were dreams that I had that this is what I wanted to do. And not that all my dreams are fulfilled, but I feel like I'm walking in the calling. And what it was, okay, it may not look right there, everybody, just do it. You know, this radio program was me over a weekend fooling around and not knowing what the heck I was doing, just doing it.
Right. And trust me, guys, Linda's good at this. I'm the analytical, linear, step-by-step guy. And so I'll be sitting around for a week thinking about something. I'll come in and Linda's go, hey, look, I built this Facebook page. And I'm going, what? Wait a minute, we have to design this. We have to think about it. No, she's our guy. It's out there. and she's moving forward while I'm analyzing and trying to come up with a schedule or something. And that's my nature, and I have to learn to admire her, Linda's pluck, for lack of a better word, because she'll just jump in and go, I'll give it a shot.
And I mean, that's good and bad, because some things go out there and they don't look perfect.
I come in behind her and I tweak it,
yeah.
You know, because I'll know something, or I'll intuitively, having been in the computers all my for so long, understand something that she might not, because it's in computerese or whatever you want to call it. Let's use our business as an example of hearing God and how that's been working for us. Can you speak to that, or would you like me to kind of kick that off?
I'll let you kick that off.
So Linda and I are relatively newlyweds,
yes.
3 years in September.
Yes.
And we dated for a year, and part of that dating process was really, really learning each other spiritually, you
mm-hmm.
know, talking about things. How do you, what do you think? And we had great conversations. Some of them kind of challenging for me, because Linda brings a different perspective and different language. And what we found a lot of times was semantics.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't go into I've got off track. So, you know, and then I found out she's doing this quote business where she's building a business that she can retire to, so that when she quits her full-time job or whatever, she's got this nice little piece of business that is generating some revenue, but also keeps her busy, keeps her ministering, makes a difference. And that's what we wanted. We said, Lord, you know, it's all about your kingdom. It's about furthering your kingdom and your plan and your desires on this earth as in our context.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can't fix the world. That's your problem.
Right.
But we can sure work on our little piece, corner, whatever
there
you want to call
it.
And so we prayed, and we continued to do this. And every, you know, we have what we call our business meetings that usually happen on like a Saturday morning or a Sunday morning, which really is just a cup of coffee. And Linda and I go, and the Lord just kind of, I can feel it. I mean, I know His presence is there, and we're bouncing ideas, and we're saying, well, what's really important? What's not important? Because when you try to build a business, there's a thousand things.
It is.
That you think you need to do.
Right, right.
And what we've discovered is you've got to focus on one or two, and none of them get done, right?
Right, definitely. We learned that.
And so we kept asking the Lord, you know, and again, me being the guy I am, I'm thinking, well, we should write a business plan, and we should have a business model, and, you know, da 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 da. Where Linda's going, oh, let's just wing it.
I do not suggest that for entrepreneurs.
Well, I'm learning, you know, this is a spiritual ministry.
It is.
It operates different than a regular business.
And I think I knew that coming in. Like, this is a ministry.
Maybe better than I did.
And God will, well, I'm learning it, because sometimes I get into that
there
place.
There is a business side.
There is a business side, and I had wrote, and I can get them, business plans, a mission statement, but I keep
reading. Oh, now she tells me.
I've always had that, but I always kept on evolving it or reworking it, because it never really fit for what I was trying to do.
That's the key. You use the word I really wanted to call to get out and share with evolve.
Right.
And what we're discovering is we'll go to the Lord with a plan.
Yeah.
And he'll morph it.
Yeah.
And we'll take a step and we'll discover, oh, well, we really need to go a little bit to the left. Or
right.
And he continues to morph our plan. And what we've discovered is we just have to say, okay.
Right.
Let's don't, you know, we're not going to fight. You know, we human beings can be pretty stubborn. And I'm speaking about, I can be pretty stubborn.
Me too.
I go, well, wait a minute, that's not according to the plan. And Lord goes, whose plan is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's your plan. And if you want to go this way, we're going to follow you. We don't dictate to you. You dictate to us. You're the real CEO.
And he is. And so the business is really about service to others and serving from a loving and a giving heart. So, I mean, that's the business plan, to reach as many people one-on-one, two-on-two, on the radio or whatever media platforms we have to tell that the God is good.
Well, here's a principle that I don't think is ever going to change for us.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the individual. Now, if God gives us technology and methods and opens doors where we're dealing with 100 individuals at one time,
right,
it's still individuals. And that's how we want to do this program. We want you to feel like we're just chatting.
Yeah.
You know, we're just talking with you.
Drinking our coffee and tea, and you're invited into the conversation.
And as always, you know, I forget to even give the number out, but I'll do it now. If you do want to call in, feel free. The number is 646-787-1589. And we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to, I mean, jump in and go, Dave, I think you're crazy.
And we'd love that.
Yeah, we're okay with that.
We both think each other is crazy. Well, you feel that way about me most of the time.
Sometimes. But I guess what I'm trying to share is we've learned this little thing of, I guess I'm going to call it flexibility.
Flexibility, yes.
And to go, oh, okay, well, thank you.
Yeah.
I see. And then what has happened is, and I believe it's because of our flexibility, because of us saying, Lord, we want what you want.
Yeah.
He just keeps dropping things in our lap.
Literally.
Literally dropping things in our lap. Can you want to give a couple? Do you feel like, and this is, let me explain our business a little bit more. That may help. Selah Ministries is the overarching business. Within that, we have this podcast, we have a blog, we have a website for personal coaching.
Right.
We have Linda's ministry with pain management, and
yes,
Linda's ministry with psych patients, and then we have her hospice hours. Those are all under this big umbrella. And we're trying to figure out, okay, where should we put our and darn if she doesn't get a call, you know, in some doctor's group or whatever, you know, goes, hey, can you come do this? We go, sure, you know, because they're paying us.
Right.
And it's God's way of building the business almost for us.
And literally, a lot of the times, now there are people that, you know me, but I mean, some of the doctors that I do the pain management coaching from, I didn't know them.
Yeah.
They found me through some word of mouth, some other things that I've done. Another doctor that I worked with at another hospice told them, just things just began to open up like that. And, you know, I couldn't have probably advertised any better if I was, I mean, in a sense, we do advertise because we have this blog, so you get a sense of who we are. We have this radio blog and a podcast, so you get a sense of who we are, but really, you know, and actually some of those people have listened to certain things,
sure,
or read a blog or whatever, but I didn't know them. They just came out.
Right. Well, we've had, I say we because I get the benefit of being the partner here. It's kind of funny because you know, we're trying to divvy up the chores, and Linda has her talents, and I have mine. And I'm more of I can do more of a production support kind of stuff, like tweaking the podcast so that it looks a little better, you know, that kind of stuff. Where was I going with that? Sorry, I totally blanked out there.
But in all of this, just bringing it back and listening to God, I think that's the purpose where in your personal life, in your business life, in your family life, sometimes when you listen to God, he brings things to you that you wouldn't have known of.
Yeah, I think the hard part sometimes is for me, I'm on this, is there is a plan. And there are times to stick with the plan by faith.
Yeah.
Even when the world, well, we just gave you our stats.
Yes.
So, you know, but we still believe that this is where we're supposed to be on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the program we're supposed to do. And that there is going to be benefit from it. And we'll leave the benefit from it part to God.
Yes.
And so it goes back to the program we did not too long ago. Don't be connected with the results.
Right.
So in your listening and believing that God is leading you, you'll take a step and go, well, where's all the trumpets? You know, hey, I thought this was supposed to explode. Sometimes you just got to stick with it. Don't think that you haven't heard from God. Some things take time. Your preparation. Oh, my gosh, you've been preparing for more than when you started.
Yes.
And now I think the Lord is starting to say, okay, you're ready in some areas.
In some areas, I'm still preparing.
In some areas, he's still saying prep.
Right.
Same thing for me, you know. So there's a balance of perseverance,
mm-hmm.
and then there's flexibility, and we're not trying to make this complicated. It's practice, people. There's no formula. God is not a formula. God is a person.
He is.
And he doesn't change his mind. He knows what he's doing. He knows where he's headed. But it will feel like he has. You know, and you start down this path and he goes, no, I want you to go over here. Well, Lord, what about this path? He says, that's good enough. You're finished there. We're going over here. And it takes some practice to know when that's happening and when he's saying, nah, why don't you go this way? You know, and we're, our business is a perfect illustration of that. Well, we think, oh, we should put all our efforts over here. And then we realize, no, wait a minute. This is where we need to be. This is our focus. You know, this is what is going to benefit the business. And let's be honest. Yes, we do want to make some money because we have bills to pay.
Right.
But it's really about a ministry. We always want to keep that first. I would rather we had to downsize and move and
me too.
Buy an older car, you know, and be in God's will than have all the money in the world. And that's just in God's will. It's peace and security and fellowship and all those things. So I guess what I'm saying is, and I hope it's not too confusing for our listeners.
I don't feel like it is. I feel like
there's a balance here between sticking with something you've heard and then being able to hear the Lord go, you know, he's changing your path. Because, you know, one of my favorite sayings is, if you want to hear God laugh, tell him your plans. You know?
Right.
And we're still laughing. Now we're laughing.
And we're laughing. But the other thing is that, you know, sometimes you miss the mark.
Yeah.
And that's something some people won't tell you. Sometimes you think you've heard something, you felt something, and sometimes you miss the mark. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world. So you miss the mark. You know, and I always say, Lord, I messed that up. I thought I heard this. That's not what I heard. We'll put you, like you said, on the right path. If you just keep going.
How do you know when you miss one?
A lot of times you know you've missed the mark is when your ego has.
Oh, God. Sorry, you had to bring that up.
Well, it's the truth. When it becomes your ego and it becomes self-serving or when you just really thought you heard God, but really what it is what you wanted to do, or you justified it for that.
Yes, ma'am.
A lot of times that's when you've missed the mark. You know, a lot of times you're more, if you didn't have a peace about something, like you did something and you justified it, and essentially it wasn't the right thing to do, maybe.
Sure.
You kind of got your ego involved or whatever.
How dare they question me?
yes. Or you could have felt like you were doing it for the right reason. I volunteered to do so and so at church, but really,
you wanted
something else from that. You know, somehow when your ego is involved, and if you don't feel it right away, it becomes clear. Do you have a peace about it? If you're going to volunteer for something because you're waiting for somebody to say, good job, thank you, whatever, you're so wonderful and magnificent, then a lot of times that is not really, you weren't volunteering to be a service. You were volunteering for the recognition of that. So at a certain point when you never get that recognition and people are, you want to feel like, hey, nobody, I did this, da-da-da-da-da-da, I'm tired, you don't want to do it, you feel resentful, then that's that cycle. When you do it out of a service, you know, to help somebody, you'll get that one-on-one, or you'll feel that gratefulness in your heart. It won't become the dreary job that you have to do. You'll still feel like you need to do it. You want to do it. There is a difference there. You have a peace about doing it, because there's some things, let's be honest, that they are dreary day to day. You may not want to do it, but you know it needs to be done. But you have a peace about doing that.
Right.
That's how you can know. Does it line up with the Word of God? Like, God is not going to tell you this. You know, this man is your lifelong husband, and he belongs to somebody else. So if it doesn't line up with the Word of God, then you know that that was self-serving. You just wanted the man, whatever.
Right. Well, you hit about three different things there. One is, and this helps me in hearing God's voice, is, you know, everybody, this is so common for me. Lord, what's your will? Well, let me share a few things with you. Feed the poor, care for the hungry, take care of the widows, visit those in prison. I mean, you can't go around there, right? So if you're looking for God's will, it's there. It's in the Bible. You know, Jesus gave about four of these commandments. You can't go wrong with us. You know, you will be serving the Lord. Now, again, try to find your strengths and your specific calling within those avenues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's writing.
Maybe it is.
Or maybe it's giving. Maybe you are financially able to support an orphanage or something. I don't
know. And maybe it's encouraging. You know, it may be a moment where you're, you know, in line with somebody and you can tell by their, you may not ever see this person again, and you can tell by their countenance that they are just overwhelmed, maybe beat up. Maybe it's just you putting your hand on their shoulder and say, are you okay? For that moment. It could be God used you in a second to smile at somebody that hadn't been recognized by anybody all day, and you looked them eye to eye and smiled and recognized that they were a person. Don't be afraid to be used in those small moments.
Let me give you a really, really, really fun experiment. You will come across these people, I do, and in your spirit, there is a connection. You can't explain it. You just know they're a brother or sister in Christ. Or you come across these people, there's just a quality about them. You know what? I challenge you, put your hand on their shoulder and go, what is it about you that attracts me? I've done this a couple times, and they're like a deer in the headlight because nobody is asking that question. And it's amazing. It is amazing. You know, I've been on, I'll give you one example. On the elevator at Vanderbilt, you know, going down, and there's this lady, I'm guessing she's in her 60s, and she steps on the elevator, and there is just this, it's hard to explain, but all over her was just this love and joy and peace. And I looked at her, you know, she looked at me, and there was a connection, and she knew it, and I knew it. We didn't even have to say anything, except I said to you, I said, you know the Lord, don't you? And she says, oh, yeah, I couldn't get out of bed. You know, it's, now, you're at work, so I guess, you know, you got to be kind of careful, I guess, nowadays. But I didn't think I was crossing any bounds. I was just making a statement. But, boy, we get off track.
Well, and just bringing it back to listening for God, just be able, because sometimes God will speak to you in a moment, smile at that person, look at that person, acknowledge that person, pray with a friend, they need your prayer, call somebody. You know, sometimes you'll get that, you need to call so-and-so in your spirit. Follow those things because God is using you in his plan. He pulls from this person to get this result for this person. And in that plan for that person or for yourself, you are being called to, in that moment for such a time as this, to encourage, to enlighten, to all of those. So listen to God in the day-to-day small moments.
Right. And so that was one. And then the other thing you mentioned was that evolution of a plan or God's will. What we're discovering in the business side is take this step. Just take this step. We hear the Lord going, just trust me, take this step. And we don't know what the step after that is. We kind of wait and see. And God will either bless it or we'll see something and we'll change. And it continuously evolves for us. The business may not look like it's evolving to anybody else, but we know it is.
Yeah, and I think that happens in your life when you're listening to God. You know, and like you said, it is a practice. You know, when you're called to be a child of God, it's not just about going to Bible study, going to church. It's about living it day to day. So in that call of living this, you become a living disciple. You become the living word. You are a part of the living word of God. So in that walk, you learn to hear his voice. And sometimes it is a step-by-step process. Lord, do I take this step? Yes. I'm stepping. And then it's the practice of, can I go here? Should I go here? Even start with, and I laugh about you, a parking space. I used to have to say, Lord, I want a parking space that's close. There, take this parking space. Even in your outfit, I have really, sometimes the Lord will say, wear this green dress, da-da-da-da-da, or whatever, and these shoes. And I know that sounds very simple, but sometimes he needs somebody to recognize me, and I'm recognized. And, oh, you're the lady in that green dress. You remember
it's
her?
It's amazing. The details are amazing.
And so it's part of the plan. So start listening to those small things. Wear the blue shirt. It may mean that God needs to know somebody he wants to reach will recognize you because you had on the blue shirt that day.
And see, and I think that fits perfectly with what Paul says about praying unceasing. Nobody can be on their knees 24 hours a day, but prayer is an attitude.
It is.
As much as it is a voice, it's being aware of God in
and
every circumstance.
It is, and practicing that every day. You know, we practice the part, we think about prayer, and it does. We think about when we pray, Lord, help me, can you do this for so-and-so, and those are all good. But do you practice the part of listening? The part of listening and not listening, because I have to work on this. This is really a weakness, not listening to wait to your turn to speak, but
that's
listening
true.
So that you get the full message, so that you hear all of God, and you may not have anything else to say.
And I want to share this, too. My best times with the Lord is sometimes when neither one of us is talking. And we're just, I call it holding hands with God. And it's usually for me, it's outside, it's on the deck, it's you know, early morning light. And I'm exhausted or tired or whatever. and I just want to chill. And I feel the Lord just kind of settle in right there with me and go, hey, he put his arm around me and go, look at that sunset, you know, or, man, did you hear that, you know, and we're just enjoying our fellowship. And I know maybe this sounds crazy, but, man, it is the sweetest time.
And I think it is. There have been times when nothing has been said, but in my spirit I feel the Lord saying, you know, I love you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
don't forget to allow God to minister to you.
Right. That is part of listening to God, too.
Amen.
When I can remember at some of my lowest points in life, where, and actually it would always be outside in nature, where it'd be in the, I feel like I hear the Lord, like, explicitly, like I'm in the palm of his hands when I'm on a beach. That's how connected the base of my soul is to nature and him. But anyway, I can remember at the lowest points of my life that it seemed like those were the times that I heard God the best, as if I really heard a voice and I felt his presence. I felt him holding me, not in the sense that, you know, it's, but I would rock.
You knew it.
And it was the rocking that was not me actually rocking, but it was like my spirit was rocking and soothing me, and I knew that I was in him.
Isn't that a great place?
Mm-hmm.
I've been there a few times, and unfortunately, sometimes we have to be really, 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 really broken.
And these were broken moments, yes.
And discouraged and whatever, but you don't have to be able to do that.
You don't. You don't.
But to allow, hear God convict you of righteousness. We are always talking about the conviction of God in a negative way, often. I know, or I've stopped. But sometimes God is telling you, well done.
Yeah.
Good job. I'm so proud of you. Or I love you. You know, or did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, funny things. God tells me jokes, or I joke with God.
Yeah,
you know, we talked about that before, that we all get so serious in our relationship with God. But at a moment, you know, I feel like God laughs with me, like,
amen.
Amen. Like, sometimes, you know, I'm pretty out there person, kind of a hippie kind of person. And I feel like sometimes God laughs with me. You know where that?
Yeah.
And I'll be like, yeah, well, they'll definitely wrap my child. Yes.
Go for it.
Go for it.
You know, and here's what's beautiful, and I'm just sharing this off the cuff. This is the Holy Spirit thought, is as I fellowship with the Lord, my facade begins to go away.
Yeah.
I become more comfortable in who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to understand that my relationship is between me and the Lord and is different than Linda's relationship.
Yeah, and it's okay.
And that's fine. Well, you know, and here's how God showed that to me. He said, Dave, look at Peter and John.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that John was God's favorite. John was the disciple Jesus loved. Let me explain something about that. He did not love John any more than Peter or James or Andrew. He just loved him differently.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. They had a different relationship. And the Lord used this by my spiritual mentor and my best friend. Always had a different relationship. It was more intimate, et cetera, et cetera. And I felt jealous until I saw that scripture and I realized, nah, that my mentor loves me just as much as he loves my best friend. Our relationship's different. And it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with you guys, you know, just because you're not standing on the podium on Sunday morning, don't think you are not valued and loved as much as anybody in the kingdom. God, I mean, we're all
children. Well, that's the thing. because and humans can love one more than the other,
sure.
And we have to recognize that. But the thing with God is that He loves us individually for who we are. So you don't have to justify who you are to anybody else because He loves you the way He made you.
Well, no, you have to justify it to anybody else, and you don't have to even earn that. He is given.
That is,
you know,
isn't that awesome?
And I used to think, I've got to earn God's approval. I mean, that was my... Whatever. I'm not going to blame that on anybody. That was my stuff until I finally realized there is, and this was taught to me by my spiritual man, there is nothing I can do to cause God to love me any more or any less. So I can, you know, I can double my Bible time. I can witness, I can increase the number of people I witness to. I can do all kinds of things. You know what? It does not increase God's approval of me or His, you know, I guess what I'm saying is it's got nothing to do with all that. Yeah, if you all want to do those things, sure, but do them because you want to. But we're going to have a show on grace.
Yes, I
really
think we
means.
Did, but we can bring it back.
Yeah.
When you were saying that, it brought to mind, and I'm kind of going over some things to hear God on a website. I think it's a CBN website. Anyway, Jeremiah 29:11, the Lord makes clear His intentions for you and I. For I know not the thoughts that I think, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So, you know, in your listening to God, these are the thoughts that He has for you. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future. And He wants good for us. And a lot of times, those things that you're hearing, God, are those things. It's usually guided by, you get a sense of peace and comfort. You know that your future, and for His children, our future is bright. That's a given. You just have to accept that's your destination. So those are the things, when you're listening to God, those things you hear confirm with what is in the Scriptures.
And what He's been saying to you.
Right.
You know? That's very good. I'm trying to, obviously, I'm struggling a little this morning for some reason, you know, so jump in anytime you want.
it's not
flowing like for me this morning like you typically do. I mean, a little bit.
Yeah.
But let's focus back on our message, and that is listening to God.
Let's reframe it, though, because we've gone kind of all over.
Yeah.
Listening to God. How do you listen to God? Number one, be quiet.
Listen.
Imagine that. And just like in a conversation with a friend, don't listen to add your two cents. Just listen. So that's one thing. If you are a person that loves to write or whatever, and even if you don't try or practice journaling what you're hearing from God, because what does the Bible say? Write the vision and make it plain. A lot of times when you write what you hear, it becomes part of who, you know, the direction in which God has taken you.
Begin to walk in.
And begin to walk in it. And it's good sometimes because I have journals that I can go back to from 2005 and look at those and see the growth. Or confirm that the message that God gave me in 2005, here I am in 2017, and I'm walking in that.
And
so,
you've seen the progress.
And I can see the progress in that. And sometimes I can see where I went wrong. So that is a part of writing the vision. So you're getting something from God. You write it down, and then you begin to walk in it. So writing it down. Finding a time and a place, and I'm not sure that we said that, but it just helps to be in a quiet place in order so that you can concentrate and hear what God thinks. It can be anywhere.
It can be in a crowd.
It really can.
You're by yourself and you manage to focus.
Right. And sometimes it may be without some of the outside, with your computer, your Facebook, those things, because I can be easily distracted even when I'm conversing with God, and I'll have to bring myself back to the moment of, God, I'm sorry. What were you saying? So I need a quiet place. Maybe you can, but
okay,
I need
Lord,
to.
I wasn't listening.
Can you imagine that? He's like, yeah, all right, I know. So, you know, I try to keep the distractions away when I'm really trying to hear God and when I need that. You know, so does it line up with the Word of God? That's the other thing. So those are at least four things that I think that can help you to, and then, you know, sometimes it's okay to talk things over with other people that you truly trust, but always let the Spirit of God in you guide you. Let that be the last word, because we can get so into what your pastor, your da-da-da-da-da say that you never learn to really listen to God.
For yourself. And then if you're really, really, really lucky, and you have a spouse like I have, you take her to your little quiet prayer area and say, help me out.
Yeah.
And join. And that has been very
helpful. And I think for couples, that is a good thing, that sometimes you can pray and listen together or with good friends or groups.
Or they
pray
can pray for you.
And listen, and then what is God saying to you? And you can get a lot. The Holy Spirit begins to bounce off of each one of you, and it
right.
becomes a very
That's
powerful
what happens to us, a lot.
Experience. Yeah.
Linda, we'll start our prayer, and we're just going to, the next thing you know, we're bouncing off each other, and the Holy Spirit is in the conversation.
Right.
You know, going, I thought about this, I thought about that. Oh, Lord, okay. You know, I won't share any names or anything like that. We had a situation just the other day where we were praying for a friend, and Lord says, and Linda says, hey, you know, I think I'm feeling this. And we will go into detail. And she had an insight out of how now we know better what to pray for this person, because God has said that this is the struggle. This is the issue. This is a symptom. Here's the disease. You know, the other I was saying about journaling, if you haven't done it before and you don't feel like you're really a writer per se, don't worry about it. Just write.
That is it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Just write. And one of the things that kind of helped me get started was sometimes I would just sit down and the first thing I would write is, Lord, what's important to you today? And let him guide the conversation in my writing. Because immediately I would have, oh, that's a big one. Yeah, me too. I agree. That's a big one. And we start writing. And as I write, it's almost like God speaking to me and I'm writing it down and I'm reading scriptures. And, oh, okay, you know. And that works for me.
And that works for me too, because I write as if Abba is speaking to me. So
right.
I write at the end of my writing for that day, I always sign it Abba. And it just helps reinforce that he is actually speaking to me. Because I might write whatever I'm thinking about. Lord, can you help me with this? I'm just using an example. And so he gives me all of this. And at the end, I always sign it Abba.
Right. Interesting. See, mine's a two-way.
Yeah.
You know, I'll write something that's me, and then I'll write his response.
And that's
what
all
I think
yeah.
is his response.
Yeah.
And then I'll end the mind sometimes with, I love you, Abba.
Oh, okay,
you know?
cool.
You know, and it's heartfelt.
Yeah.
And I believe, can you imagine as a earthly parent, how will your grown kids, quote grown, come to you and say, I love you. Well, we're almost out of time.
Wow.
You struggled a little bit. I did. I think you're flowing pretty good.
Because some days I'm struggling and you... And as you know, a lot of times the Holy Spirit just takes over because we don't come with any written notes or anything. We might read something.
Thoughts, and, you know, that's it. And those aren't written down most of the time.
No, hardly.
You know, if I'm really concerned about a particular issue or a particular aspect, I'll write it down. But we're winding it up.
We're winding it up.
I think I'll close in prayer.
Okay.
Lord, just thank you
mm-hmm.
that you care so much about us. Then we can have all of this two-way conversation with the God of the universe
yes.
and still call him Abba.
Mm.
How amazing and incredible. You know, Lord, thank you. So, Lord, I pray for Linda that we learn to hear you better, that we get so in tune with you that it's like two intertwined vines. I don't know what the right illustration is, but Lord, I want to be in you, you in me. And that's true. I want that true, not just positionally, spiritually. I want it in my experience. And I pray that for all our listeners, that they would just become intimate with you. Lord, I pray for intimacy.
Yeah.
And I ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Well, have a great Sunday. We'll see you next Sunday. And we're trying to be very consistent at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.